I'm going to take 2 minutes and lead us in a little prayer like that, a little guided meditation. So I'm going to invite you to just become aware of sitting in your bodies and take a moment to center into your hearts, the seat of the will, the seat of how we are connected to people, and just settle into, I'm going to ask you to look for love. Look for love inside yourself. You might need to imagine someone that you love in order to find this feeling in yourself. Imagine someone that you love. And just bring that person fully to mind. Picture them. Maybe think about what they look like or things they've said to you or moments that you've shared where you felt that love rise up in you. And notice what that sensation feels like. What does the sensation of love feel like in you? Just feel it. It might feel like warmth permeating your body. It might seem like light that shines out of your heart or shines into your heart from your loved one. It might have a particular color, particular temperature. Just feel that love, what it feels like. And then imagine that love beginning to pulsate inside you, beginning to expand so that it's inside you, but it shines out of you too. Maybe it envelops that person that you love also as it grows. And then bless that person and let them leave your meditation, knowing that you are connected to them, and just feel that love inside your body. Let yourself bask in it. Let yourself be healed. Let every crack, every broken place, every sorrow be filled with that love. Let it be like a healing balm. And then bring into your meditation someone who is more challenging for you, someone with whom you have some kind of conflict or controversy. Imagine them coming into your consciousness and see if you can hold on to the light in you. While you see them in front of you, can you feel the pulsation of that love, the power of that love? Can you feel it still in you? Practice letting it grow. And maybe you can let it expand beyond the reach of your body and expand so that this bubble of love or this cloud of love or this light of love may shine so far that it would shine into this person that is difficult for you. And if you can achieve that, practice it. And if you can't achieve that, then practice being filled with that light and that love while imagining that other person in front of you or that other situation. And as you grow stronger at this, you might begin to see that person's heart also as a tiny light within them that also pulses gently. And to take this to the next level, you can imagine their heart beginning to expand, the light of their heart, the love of their heart expanding to fill them more thoroughly, until the light from them begins to grow so large that it encompasses you too. And now, the light from both your hearts, the image of God in each of you, surrounds and nourishes both of you. And as you experience that sensation, you can let that other person go, bless them away, return back into your own body, into your own center, and begin to be aware of this room where we are, and think of the seat, the chair you're sitting on, and the floor that's under us, the lights above us, and come back into this space. And hold on to that feeling of light and healing and love as we go from this place out into the world.